5 games left. It's getting to that really tense, nervy part of the season, isn't it? Obviously, we had the news, or it emerged at the weekend, that the hearing for Forest's appeal against their 4-point deduction is scheduled for next week. So after the Everton game, we don't have an exact date yet, but it will be during that week. So that whole saga is threatening to drag on for a little while yet as well. We're not expecting a decision to come immediately. Obviously, as we've found already, and as Everton have discovered, it does generally take a little bit of time for the outcome to be publicised. Everton have also appealed against their 2-point deduction, although having already been deducted points earlier in the season as well. So the whole mess, as Nuno has referred to it, is threatening to go right to that backstop date of May 24th. Fourth, which the Premier League have got in place. Forest's situation may well be sorted by them. I think it's going to be a push to get Everton's done in time for that. And obviously, with both clubs being involved in the relegation fight, there's a distinct possibility that we're going to get to the final round of fixtures and things might still be up in the air after those games have been played, which is far from ideal. Obviously, also far from ideal that the deadline for season card renewals is with 2 games still to spare, and a distinct possibility also that fans are being asked to renew not knowing which division Forest are going to be in next season. It's a really tense time in general, I think, and obviously all the announcement last night probably adds to that, and also the talk of the longer or the big waiting list for season cards as well. So I'm going to bring this one up. Hi, Tom says, watching Everton the other day, I hope we have Alanga back because pace can cause them problems. Not looking forward to their set pieces though. Agreed about the set piece. Well, agree about both points, Tom. The set pieces, sounding like a broken record with it all. And it's something, I guess everybody's tired of talking about it, tired of discussing it, because it's been a problem all season. It was a problem last season as well. Obviously, there were steps taken to try to address it in terms of bringing in a set piece coach. The suggestion is that Simon Rusk, who came in, isn't particularly involved with the first team at the moment. Steve Cooper couldn't solve the situation. Nuno hasn't been able to solve the problem of set pieces. He did say after Saturday that he felt the organisation was there. He put it down to individual mistakes. I think there's probably, I mean, trying to pinpoint what Forest need to do or how they can improve it, it's so difficult. Everybody knows it needs to improve. And the problem now is it started to become, whether it's a psychological thing for players, I guess only they will be able to say. The rest of the Premier League are well aware of it. Everton are set-piece specialists, as we know. So that it's going to be a really decisive part of the game, I think, on Sunday. Forest have to be able to deal with it. They have to be able to cope with Everton putting those balls in. Really hope, I mean, you said that you hope Alanga's back. I hope Willy Bolly's back, because I think he would make a difference. He did at Luton. I suspect the likelihood is that he might not be. When Nuno was asked about Bolly last week, he said he didn't know when he'd be back, which suggests that he's still got a bit of time in his recovery to go yet. I just think his height, his aerial ability, his physical presence makes such a massive difference. Mirillo and Omar Bamidele are 2 really promising young centre-backs, but they are still both a little raw. And in the air, I think that's an area for them both to improve. So would it be worth going 3 at the back, maybe, at Everton? Nuno has been pretty set on the system that he's been playing, but I don't know, maybe consider bringing Niakate in as a 3, as a suggestion. I don't know. Agree about hoping that Alanga is back. I thought he was a big miss, actually, on Saturday. As much as I thought Gio Reyna did pretty well and looked fairly good on his first start, I agree about the pace of Alanga making a difference. And I think it would at Goodison Park if he's fit. The hope from Forest was that Alanga would be back in training this week. It wasn't a serious injury. So the signs are promising. we will get more of an update when we speak to Nuno on Friday this week. He'll be able to give us a bit more of an injury rundown, hopefully. But I think having Elanga back for Sunday would make a big difference. The front three, I think, behind Chris Wood of Elanga, Morgan Gibbs-White and Callum Hudson-Odoi. I think Nuno, I mean, obviously we've talked about it for a little while. I think Nuno's found his strongest setup there. Hopefully Taiwo Awoniyi is back soon. It certainly sounds encouraging on that front. But I don't think he would get in ahead of Chris Wood at the moment. Chris Wood is in great form. But having Awoniyi on the bench, I think, would make a big difference. Just having that option, having somebody who can come on and get goals. Because we saw the substitutions that Nuno made on Saturday. Divock Origi and Nuno Tavares obviously didn't have the best of times when they came on the pitch. I thought Ribeiro actually looked pretty decent, showed a bit of promise. But beyond that, with Elanga being out, with Awoniyi being out, there wasn't too many attacking options for Nuno to call upon. So having Awoniyi back would make a huge difference, having just having options, I think. Agree, though, about Saturday, Sunday even. It's such a massive game. Wayne says, hi Wayne, why is Ryan Yates still getting picked? Does he have explicit photos of Nuno? Ryan Yates is, this week in particular, I think there's been a big debate about him, hasn't there? Everybody's had their say. The last two games, Ryan Yates hasn't been at his best, for sure. Obviously he made a couple of errors. On Saturday, there was the pass that he got from Sells. I don't think it was the best of passes from Sells, I have to say, in the minute, in the first place. Obviously, Murillo dug them out of a hole on that occasion. The first goal, I thought Omar Bamideli should have done better, as well as Yates. Other than that, I actually thought early on, aside from that error and aside from that from the goal moment, I actually thought Yates was doing okay. Maybe I'm alone in that, quite possibly. Probably maybe I was watching a different game to other people. Against Tottenham, equally, I thought he didn't have the best of games. Against Fulham, though, I thought he was great. I thought that midfield worked really well of him and Danilo. So I can't say as I agree with the suggestion as as I've seen some people saying that Ryan Yates is a terrible footballer and he should never play in the Premier League again. I can't say I agree with that. I think he has had some good games. I think there are games that suit him better. I think you do need a Ryan Yates type player in the squad. Would I consider making a change for Sunday? Yes, probably. I thought Nicolas Dominguez came on and did make a difference. Actually, I would like to have seen Dominguez play a bit more in recent weeks. He hasn't featured a great deal of late. The partnership of Yates and Dominguez might work. Sunday is a difficult one because I think it potentially is the type of game that might suit Ryan Yates. A battle, a scrap, needing players to dig in. Yes, Ryan Yates gives away his fair share of free kicks and fouls. I think it is a really difficult one to decide on that midfield for Sunday. I can see, though, for other games in the running, so the Man City game, for instance, I think Dominguez would probably suit that one. I sound really conflicted, and I am, because I think it's a difficult choice to make for Sunday. But if you're trying to talk myself around to it, I guess, or trying to talk myself into making a decision, Dominguez did really well when he came on. Danilo is in great form. He seems to really like this type of year. So if we're going on form in the last couple of games, I guess it's Dominguez and Danilo. And I'm certainly not ruling out Ryan Yates from having a role to play in the running, because I think he's a really important part of the squad. And I think there are games that do suit him. I probably hadn't said an explicit answer there, probably. But it just shows the headache that midfield is. It's such a key area. Forest have got a few midfielders. Nuno hasn't been able to find the right partnership. Ibrahim Sangare hasn't really yet shown what he can do as well. So it's an area where you have to get it right, but it's such a difficult decision to make. I think I've gone round about the houses there trying to talk about it. So apologies. Hi Trevor says, never mind Yates, why does Origi even make the squad? That moment on Saturday where he came on and didn't really shoot, but tried to find Chris Wood, but they got the pass all wrong. It was so frustrating because it was a big opportunity, and obviously it would have probably won the game. Origi hasn't really made the impact that it was hoped. I'm trying to think of games where he's really made a difference, and I'm struggling a little bit. I think Nuno eventually has found that three of Elanga, Gibbs-White, Hudson-Odoi, as I said, that's his strongest three, if he's sticking with this formation behind Chris Wood. Obviously, the injury to Elanga last week meant that there needed to be a change. I mean, the fact that he started Gio Reyna ahead of Origi perhaps suggests that Nuno also felt that Origi hadn't made the impact that he would have liked, because obviously that was Reyna's first start, so it was quite a big call to put him in. But again, because of the options available on the bench, he didn't really have too many other attacking options to change it with Elanga out, with Awoniyi out. Did he need to change it? I guess you could argue that. I don't see how Origi works his way back into the starting lineup for these remaining games. So much riding on the results, on the team selection, on the substitutions, getting everything right. If everybody's fit, he wouldn't be in my 11. Nuno is still going to need him to a degree. He's still going to need him to come on and try to do something in games, but he needs to do more. He hasn't so far for me, Origi. I've been a bit disappointed with his loan spell, I think, because he's shown in the past what he can do. He's shown he's got something about him. He just hasn't shown it for Forest. Really hope we see a bit more of Ribeiro in the last few games. It's going to be difficult because obviously of the position that Forest are in, throwing a really young, unproven player who is still who was barely featured and who is still getting to grips with a different country, different division, is difficult. But I thought he did enough in a very short space of time on the pitch to suggest that he could do with a few more minutes. Big decision to make over him in the summer as well, Forrest. Obviously, he's on loan, but there is the potential for it to become permanent. So we wait to see what happens with that one. Steve says, Everton score more goals from set pieces. Forrest conceding more goals from set pieces. Going to have a bet on a 1-0 for Forrest. Let's hope, Steve. I would certainly take that. I think it's going to be a real horrible, scrappy, difficult game on Sunday. But you would expect that Everton's confidence will be rock bottom after their result the other night. Forest need to play on that. A lot of it, I think, is about how Forest approach this game. They've shown what they can do. That the Fulham, I know we keep talking about it, but that Fulham game was the standard, even in spells against Tottenham, a lot to be positive about. So we know what Forest can do under Nuno. It's finding a level of consistency. It's doing that week to week. It's making sure that there isn't some kind of fear factor about Sunday's game, because there'll be so much talk in the build-up about it, won't there, about obviously the PSR derby and two teams scrapping at the bottom of the bottom end of the table. There's going to be a lot of focus on it. There's going to be a lot of pressure on it for both sides. Maybe more on Everton because they're at home and because of their result previously. Forest have to play on that. If they get it right, if Nuno gets it right, there's no reason why they can't get a result. This run-in, there are some big away games. Everton, Sheffield United, Burnley. If Forest are going to stay up, for me, they've got to do something in those games. They've got to go about this away form that has dragged on from last season. There has been a bit of an improvement in performances, I think. And obviously there have been two wins away from home so far compared to last season. I still think there's massive, massive room for improvement there. And it's needed in this run-in. Momentum can be key. Get a good result on Sunday, put in a good performance. That sets up the rest of the games nicely. I really hope it doesn't come down to set pieces again. But I fear a little bit, Steve, with what you said that it might do. I just hope that there's better defending and better management of them on Sunday. I have to say that I thought attacking wise, the change actually made a difference against Wolves. Taking Morgan Gibbs-White off them, I thought was I mean, you could argue that it could have been done earlier or sooner. I thought the delivery from Danilo and Reina was really good. So hopefully that continues, because I thought that was a really positive change, and obviously got the goal from the corner as well. So I think that switch was really positive. Hopefully we see that again. I think that could be really helpful, because you have to do it at both ends of the pitch. Kieran says we're in big trouble. Two seasons running, our defending of set pieces is shocking. The fact that it was a problem last season, the fact it has been a problem this season, that two managers haven't been able to find a solution. If you're trying to point the finger, I guess, at what's gone wrong or what needs to improve, managers and coaches have to take their fair share. Players have to. Obviously, some of it has been individual mistakes and errors. And I think you need players to take responsibility on the pitch anyway. It will be something that is looked at again in the summer, I am sure. I guess expect, I've said this before and probably been saying it for a few weeks now, that expecting it to change dramatically in these last few weeks, I think is asking a lot. It's been a problem for two seasons now, so expecting a sudden change and improvement in a few weeks, I can't see it happening. Personally, history suggests that it's a problem that has stuck around and there hasn't a solution hasn't been found on it. So I just can't see it changing. I think there might be, hopefully there is some improvement. I can't see the solution being found out completely, but any improvement would be most welcome. In terms of the relegation battle in general, it's so, so tight down there. The positive is that it is still in Forest's own hands, obviously above the bottom three at the moment. Got to keep it that way. And I think, as Nuno has said all along, he can't think about this, the PSR points deduction, about the appeal. Hopefully it is successful. Hopefully there is a point or two given back, but if there's not, it has to be down to what happens on the pitch. For me, it has to be down to what happens on the pitch anyway. It's controlling what you can control, which is such a massive cliche, but Forest can get out of trouble themselves by picking up results. They don't need to rely on their appeal being successful. They need to do it themselves. There's a big opportunity to do that. And we saw at the end of last season that if you go on a bit of a run, if you get some momentum and keep building, then that can be the difference. There's no reason why that can't happen again. As I said, that Fulham, we keep referring to it, but the Fulham game should be the standard. More of that. Keep playing to that level. Aaron says, Everton lineup: Sells, Williams, Murillo, Omobamidele, Toffolo, interesting, Reina, Yates, Dominguez, Hudson-Odoi, Gibbs-White, Woods. Man City lineup: Yates, he swapped out for Sangare, Kiate, Aina for Toffolo. Interesting. Harry Toffolo has been a pretty steady, solid performer, but I'm not sure I would swap him out for, or bring him in for Aina on Sunday. I think Aina's been really, I think he's been pretty good in the last couple of games since coming back from injury. He's clearly building up his fitness, because he's not, he's been taken off, but I thought he's done pretty well, personally. I think Toffolo generally has anyway, but I'm not sure I would change that. I think having continuity in the back four is really important. Aside from if Bolly is fit, I wouldn't change that. I know I talked earlier about maybe swapping to a three to tighten things up a bit, but I think I would probably keep it the same, just for some continuity and stability. Unless, as I said, Nuno does decide to switch formation, and then you could bring Niakate in. But yeah, I think I would stick with Aina. I think he's been really good this season. First half of the season, I thought he did really well. Obviously went away to AFCON and then picked up the injury as well. Yeah, I think I would keep him in. I think he Toffolo's crossing is a threat, but I think Aina gets forward better. And I think he's equally as solid defensively as Toffolo. Interesting about keeping Reina in. If Alanga's fit, I would bring him back. mentioned earlier about the pace being a really useful weapon, as well as I thought Rayner did on Saturday, and obviously he had a hand in the goal, well, the first goal. Alanga comes back into the 11 for me. I think it's such a close call who starts in midfield there, but I can absolutely see for Man City taking Yates out and maybe bringing in Sangare. I don't know. I'm still a bit undecided about starting him at the moment, I think, because he's just not got going at all. Selection decisions are so difficult, and I can see why. It's getting it right is just so tough. I don't envy being in Nuno's shoes for certain, but obviously that's his job. That's what he gets paid for, to make those big decisions. If you get it right, it can be key to a result. Get it wrong, and obviously it can have the opposite effect as well. Concentration, I think, is a big part of the set piece thing as well, Robert. I think it's got to be part of it. Players have got to be constantly switched on, haven't they? And I think at set pieces, they just haven't always been. Results have been so the Wolves game was so frustrating because the win was there. When Forest went 2-1 up, when they took the lead, I really thought that it was going to be kicking on and getting the 3 points. To concede so quickly afterwards was a really big disappointment, and I guess maybe part of game management, and as you said, concentration is part of that as well, because you have to, it is a cliche, but you're always vulnerable after you've scored. I don't know the stats, but I'm sure there's some stats out there that show that teams can get punished quickly after scoring. So that's why I think the mental side of things is going to be so important in these final few weeks, dealing with the pressure, as you said, having that concentration, staying switched on for 90 minutes. Those things can make the difference. They can be the difference between losing a game, between staying up or going down. Communication, I really think that Sunday is a big game for that, for, as you mentioned, concentration and focus, and not having us in this position next week and sounding like a broken record where we're talking about the set pieces again and talking about an individual error or a lapse in concentration or a winning position being thrown away. I think the stat was that 50 points have been dropped from winning positions. I think that was from this season and last season. That's a staggering amount of points thrown away. Can't be doing that. That's why Forest are where they are. They have to put right in these remaining weeks. Sally Ann says City game is where we have to make sure the goal difference isn't shocking. It's going to be a really difficult game, isn't it? I know, obviously, there was the draw last season, and hopefully, I think everybody would take the same result if Forest could do the same again. I think it's because of where it is in the season, though, and the fact that Man City are back in front in the title race and it's advantaged them at the moment. I think that's going to make for a different proposition. Doesn't mean that Forest are not capable of getting a result. As I said, I think in these final few games, for all the teams involved, there's bound to be some shocks and results where teams pick up points that you don't expect them to. Why not that game? I think goal difference is going to be really important, though. It is really close at the moment. Forest need to watch that, really be mindful of it. Adrian says, Sangare has shown no heart, desire, passion, effort to get in the team. Complete passenger. First one out the door in the summer. I'm a bit conflicted on him, Adrian, and I think I've stuck up for him a bit this season because I think there is a player in there. He's shown he's a quality player. Obviously, he's needed time to adapt to the Premier League. I think the physicality, the speed of it is something that he's clearly not got to grips with. Happened straight away. And there are so many examples of players who found it tough in their first season, but then got to grips with things and really stepped up in the second season. We saw it with Mangala, Taiwo Awoniyi. You can go in back at different years, different clubs. So many examples of it. So I'd like to think that next season, maybe with a good pre-season under his belt, a chance to really work on his fitness, on, as I said, adjusting to the speed, the physicality of the Premier League, when there isn't this pressure around results, he just needs that period of time. And I really hope the next season he can step up. What happens in the summer, a lot of that is going to come down. I mean, it's impossible to say at the moment because we don't know which division Forest are going to be in. That's going to have a significant impact on what happens in terms of transfers in and out. We know that because of the FFP situation, there will need to be player sales in the summer. Doesn't mean, as we've said before, doesn't mean there needs to be a fire sale. But Forest do need to, they are going to need to let some players go. I can't see Sangare. I mean, at the minute, I can't see Sangare being one. Maybe relegation, if it happened, would have an impact on that. But he's a club record signing. Forrest will want to give him the benefit of the doubt, I think, and want to... He came in with a big high profile, didn't he, and a lot of hype. And the hope was, Forrest certainly hoped that he was going to be the game changer, that he was going to transform the style of play and be the difference maker. That hasn't happened. I don't think you can completely write him off just yet, personally. Hopefully a chance for coaches to really work with him. I'd like to think that can make a difference. I also think it's getting the right partner as well, getting the right balance. And as we've already said, Forrest still haven't found the right balance in midfield. In terms of starting him in the remaining games, though, I think he's got his work cut out to get back into the 11 the way that others... I think others are ahead of him. Final one, because I will have to call it a day after this. Lewis says, if we can channel that first half against Fulham, we'd give any team a run. They've got it in them. Absolutely. Absolutely, Lewis. That first half against Fulham, yeah, it was magnificent. So good to watch. Forest were absolutely fantastic. So many good individual performances throughout the whole game, but a really strong performance. And that's what you need. It needs to be a collective effort. You need individual players like Morgan Gibbs-White, like Alanga, like Chris Wood to do their bit as well, but it needs to be a collective effort. Forest need to play well collectively. Everybody needs to do their job, but that's the standard. Forest have shown what they can do, and it's about doing that again. Fingers crossed it's on Sunday. Right, I will have to call it a day there. Apologies, folks. I know there's quite a lot of comments that I didn't get around to answer. Apologies for that. We will be back with another Gary Baldy Red podcast. I think Max maybe has one planned for today to talk about the season card prices. I'll be back with another one of these next week. We will have another Gary Baldy Red podcast as well early next week. So do keep tuned in. Safe trip to those going to Goodison Park on Sunday. Do say hello if you're there. And I'll see you all again soon. Thanks, folks.